For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Each time representatives of the U.S. government speak before the public, they're sure to mention that there are no legitimate medical organizations that support medical marijuana. But like a used car salesman, if their lips are moving, they are lying. The American Academy of Family Physicians, American Medical Students Association, the American Nurses Association, some 6 million strong, American Preventative Health Association, Federation of American Scientists, Institute of Medicine, Lymphoma Foundation of America, National Association for Public Health Policy, New England Journal of Medicine, Physicians Association of AIDS Care, and more than 100 others are for medical marijuana. Another of the favorite tactics of the drug warriors when they speak to the public is to say that those who want to legalize marijuana are, quote, using medicinal as a way to get it all legalized, end quote. And to which I would say, that's right, that's exactly what we're doing. That's how they made it illegal in 1937 through a tax on the doctor who would prescribe it. So why shouldn't we reverse it through the medical field? Oftentimes you hear drug warriors and even some reformers state that there are now 10 states that provide for medical marijuana, and yet the number is closer to 36 states that have some provision for medical marijuana, though most of these laws are stymied and covered over and hidden and ignored. One more currently used tactic of the drug warriors is to say that smoking is not a viable method for ingesting medical marijuana, warning that the long-term consequences could be very dire and that additional studies need to be done. Never mind the fact that for 100 years marijuana was contained in the U.S. pharmacopoeia. It was known then, as it is known now, that it was useful for multiple sclerosis, seizures, nausea, and a host of physical maladies. What was once seen as a viable and efficacious medicine somehow became a threat to national security. One has but to look at the evidence to see that it's not ignorance, it's not superstition, it's greed that makes the war on marijuana so successful. Neither Park Davis nor Merck, not R.J. Reynolds or Budweiser, can patent medical marijuana because it's a plant made by God. As indicated on the first page of the Bible, God made the herbs of the field and saw that it was good. Those who say with such moral certitude that marijuana users deserve to go to prison will someday have their day in court. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.